The Canadian pipeline company Enbridge Energy plans to spend $500 million building a 4-mile-long tunnel to encase the part of Line 5 that runs under the Straits of Mackinac. But how much financial sense does that make?
After all, automakers plan to stop making gas-powered cars altogether. And more businesses, governments, and homeowners are looking to renewable energy. Kate Madigan at the Michigan Climate Action Network told us that some of the big money people are simply getting out of fossil fuels.
The largest investors on Wall Street are moving away from fossil fuels. BlackRock, which is the biggest investor in the world, they announced that they are going to be moving away from risky fossil fuel projects.
But Enbridge Energy sees these things from a completely different perspective. Mike Fernandez is a senior VP for the company. He says studies suggest that demand for fossil fuels is not going away anytime soon.
They showed demand continuing for fossil fuels, even as we see more and more renewables coming on board.
Fernandez says you've got to remember, most of the cars and trucks on the road today will still need gas or diesel for years from now. Airlines still need jet fuel.
And 90% of all plastics come from oil and natural gas.
The reality is we're going to have fossil fuel to some extent in our lives for many more decades.
Both Governor Gretchen Whitmer and President Joe Biden want to be carbon neutral by 2050. But even if the U.S. and Canada get really serious about reducing oil consumption, energy analysts say it will take decades.
Enbridge, which we have to mention is one of Michigan Radio's corporate sponsors, is a huge company. It's expected to take $500 million or $1 billion or even more to build a tunnel under the straits. But that's a small fraction of the money it's set aside for construction projects.
And refiners in the Midwest and Ontario and Quebec want that cheaper Western Canada oil that Line 5 carries. Daniel Ramey, he's a fellow at Resources for the Future and an expert on oil and gas markets and climate change. He says Enbridge would recoup its investment pretty quickly.
The large majority of the sort of real world profits that they would hope to gain would be mostly in the first 10 or 20 years. And anything after that is gravy.
Now, maybe you heard that President Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. That's made a lot of people wonder what that means for federal approval of Enbridge's tunnel. Daniel Ramey at Resources for the Future says that actually makes Enbridge's Line 5 even more valuable.
The fewer pipelines that are available to take oil away from Alberta keeps those Alberta oil prices low, which benefits existing pipeline operators.
And that makes investment analysts like Enbridge even more. We talked with Andy Pusateri, an analyst at the brokerage firm Edward Jones, and he told us Enbridge gets high marks because it's not as vulnerable to the ups and downs of crude oil prices. For the most part, Enbridge isn't buying or selling oil at all. It gets paid just to pipe the oil from one end of Canada to the other.
With some stops in the U.S. along the way.
They're earning a fee on having available capacity for people to send product through those lines.
And Pusateri told us Enbridge has long-term contracts for that capacity on Line 5.
They're ensuring that not only are they recouping the money they're paying for it, I think what they're more interested in is earning a return on that investment for years to come that's far above what they're paying for that line.
So, at least for now, the economics work for Enbridge. But renewable energy technology is getting better and cheaper. Public opinion about climate change is evolving. Governments and businesses seem to make new climate commitments every day.
And all of those changes might make the political odds more complicated. But that's a whole other story.
Oh, yeah, it is. With the Environment Report at Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham.
And I'm Kelly House with Environment Watch at Bridge, Michigan.